My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
X factor for every team, according to ESPN. They went one by one, all 32 clubs. For the Commanders, Darius, give me a drum roll on this, please. The X factor, who's going to be the biggest determinant in their season going one way or the other, is... wide receiver, Diami Brown. Entering year 4, 12 catches as a rookie, 5 catches in year 2. The big career year last year, 12 grabs for $1.68, and now listed as the X factor. I think specifically because until the Noah Brown acquisition, which is probably when they were putting this piece together, he was listed as the number 2 guy. I think his import got a lot less significant with the Brown acquisition. I also think you would consider him less of an X factor because if it goes poorly for Diami Brown or he doesn't do the opposite of what he's done the last several years. He always does the I'm really good at camp thing, and he often does the I'm really great in the preseason thing. He never does the I'm also good when the regular season starts thing.
That's a key thing.
So we're hoping that's the difference this year for Diami Brown. But if it doesn't happen, you have Noah Brown, you have Luke McCaffrey, you got Olamide Zaccheaus. So I get why you would call him an X factor, and I think that's probably fair. I don't think he's the X factor on the team, though, I got to say.
He's on my list, right? He's on my list of nominees, where you dealt the former first-round pick with 3 years of control left. You didn't go out and do a ton in free agency. I know at the 11th hour here, they went and got Noah Brown, who I like a lot, and I'm a fan of that. But it's not as if they got Randy Moss in his prime. They didn't just go trade for Hill and Waddle and Ayuk and or T. Higgins or something crazy. There's an opportunity, certainly, for Diami Brown to play a lot, whether he's a starter or otherwise. Opportunity will be there for him. So he'd make my list. To me, it's Brandon Coleman. That's the first name I thought of here, where everybody's kind of going, okay, I'm not really sure about the left tackle position. Then you release the guy that started over the last several seasons. Now, it's not as if Leno's caught on somewhere else and is going to start. Who knows? Contemplating retirement, I think, maybe at this point. But you've got a swing tackle and a dude we never got to see in the preseason, a third rounder that a lot of teams had as a guard. If he's good, and I'm not saying you found your next Chris Samuel or Trent Williams. Those guys are rarefied air. Those are superstars, or Hall of Fame caliber players. But if you've got a really good, solid left tackle for the least amount of reasonable cost possible, what a difference that would make.
Brandon Coleman is a great answer and might be the answer. 67th overall pick, a third-round selection this past April. TCU product, if he is a starting left tackle who plays at a high level, this team is better than you and I are expecting right now. Because if he's really good at left tackle, and you've got a really good right guard in Sam Cosmi, and you've got what we're assuming to be a pretty solid center in Tyler Biadasz, then it really doesn't matter what the former Chiefs do. Nick Allegretti at left guard and Andrew Wiley at right tackle. The floor for your offensive line is that it's going to be fine.
Fine.
It's not going to be bad. It's not going to be a detriment. It's not going to be a liability. It's not going to ruin Jaden Daniels. If you've got a very solid left tackle, you've got a really good right guard, and you've got a legitimate, decent NFL center, you buoy the rest of the group pretty well because that's staggered along the front pretty decently. And the interior, where it might be most important for Jaden Daniels to hold up, is going to be very solid at that point. At least, like, worst case scenario, Allegretti, who played well in the Super Bowl, had some great moments in Kansas City. We don't know what he is necessarily otherwise. But worst case scenario, two out of the three guys are really good. And it might even be all three. We don't know. But yeah, I think that's a very good one, Brandon Coleman. I'll give you another one, though. I think if you're looking for X factors and you don't want to go Brandon Coleman, the next guy on that list should be Emmanuel Forbes. The position group we asked Adam Peters about yesterday specifically was cornerback. That is my biggest gripe with this roster build. I look at that room in today's NFL and I quiver a little bit. I know that I'm going to play teams that are using 3 and 4 receivers constantly.
Wouldn't you? Against this group in general, but then against this group especially?
1,000%.
Yeah.
That means, just some quick math here, you need 3 or 4 corners you trust. They have 0 for some people. I'm going to be nice because I like Benjamin St. Juste a lot and say 1. Peters yesterday told us Emmanuel Forbes has been working his butt off. He said, I think the quote was, he's gotten a lot better based as much as anything else on coaching, the work that he's put in. But let's just say Emmanuel Forbes picks off 5 passes this year and starts in 16 or so games. And at the end of the year, we feel like, okay, maybe he's never going to be an all-pro shutdown corner. But he's got some D'Angelo Hall to him. Like, he's a playmaker. He gets his hands on the ball. Somehow, some way, the Dan Quinn, Joe Witt thing happens. Remember where Diggs led the league in picks, or Bland led the league in picks in Dallas? And, like, he's just constantly making plays on the ball, and they're able to coach him up in that way. How different is the outlook on this whole thing the next couple of years? When you've got young, cheap, controllable cornerbacks, and you need to add basically a guy for depth at the position, rather than maybe re-answering the entire thing.
Rather than wholesale, yeah.
Like, that's a huge, huge X factor.
Yeah, so if the point, sort of by definition, is your X factor is if it goes one way, you're in dire straits. If it goes the other way, you're on easy street. That's a good one, right? Because that changes that whole room.
What is the other definition of X factor?
Just say, like, hey, they could be pretty good this year, or like someone we're not talking enough about, like a sort of a hidden thing.
Like an unsung hero.
Yeah, like, okay. This to me is like a, like, I think it's a smart point. More of a, you know, I'm not prioritizing that side of the ball just in general. They give up a lot of points if they don't. This to me is a Jaden Daniels story. So everything I think about is through his lens, right? About weaponry, protection, and everything in between. But I do think it's a smart point. Like, there's no reason to go crazy and go wholesale shopping this offseason for the cornerback spot. Meaning this past one. Because you have a rookie under contract. You have, in fact, another guy under contract in Quan Martin, who's kind of a part-time corner. You drafted one. So, you know, you're going to find out with proper coaching if these guys can actually do it, or who can and who can't. The next step, if you'd like to be really good, now we could talk about going to find your, I don't know where you come from, whether it's free agency or maybe your first-round pick next year has to be one if Forbes can't play, or if, you know, Davis is washed up, or Sanders still slot only, or St. Juice can't hold up against somebody really good, or you need more zone corners to go with Joe Witzke. Whatever it is, this is a good find-out year in that regard. And if we're going to find stuff out, you know, we're kind of a crossroads for Emmanuel Forbes in that regard. So, yeah, that's a great X-factor.
Well, so to your point on defining X-factor, just looking at some of the other names, I think a lot of different writers around the country for ESPN took it different ways. Like, in some cases, the X factor is just the biggest question mark. And in some, it's the guy that we don't know if he's good or not, like what we're talking about with Emmanuel Forbes, or a breakout candidate like De'Ami Brown. The Seahawks, as an example, Tariq Woolen, who, remember, went back and forth with Sauce Gardner for the Defensive Rookie of the Year Award and had this unbelievable first season as a fifth-round pick back in 2022, and he had 6 interceptions, and then last year just fell off completely. And it was like, wait a second. We thought you were one of the better young corners in the league. Then last year, all of a sudden, we're having to hide you because people are beating you like a drum. You're an X-factor. Like, what are you? We don't really know. There's a little bit of all of those things listed here. Trent Williams is listed for the San Francisco 49ers.
Does he play or not?
Is he even going to be there at the start of the year? Those types of things.
So I got 2 for Washington, much lower scale, I think, than a Forbes. Guys that I have certain opinions about, but don't have convictions about. In other words, I think I'm very bullish this year on Austin Eckler. That's a great X factor. If he's not last year's Austin Eckler, but 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or close to it, what a find. What a weapon. What an amazing upgrade for this backfield. I've clamored long for an Austin Eckler type, and if you get Austin Eckler to fill the Austin Eckler type, what a coup that would be. Second one is Zach Ertz. I don't know what Zach Ertz is going to be. I'm not confident. I feel like I have an idea. It's I can't remember which analyst we had on. It was really smart, but said he's a catch and fall player. Like, I don't want that. That's not really dynamic for my tight ends. But if somehow the guy that you've seen in spurts over the last couple seasons, not the guy that caught 19,000 passes in a quarter against Washington a few years ago, was available. If he was, he wouldn't be here. But if he's good and he's able to play for a while, that could be a nice boon for this team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.